How to communicate value instead of features. In today's saturated marketplace, businesses that survive and thrive are those that master the art of value communication. While most companies focus on listing features and technical specifications, the most successful organizations understand a fundamental truth: customers don't buy features, they buy outcomes, solutions, and transformations. The ability to shift from feature-focused messaging to value-driven communication can dramatically impact your sales, customer relationships, and market positioning. This comprehensive guide explores the psychology, strategies, and practical techniques needed to transform how you communicate with prospects and customers. By the end of this article, you'll understand not just what value communication means, but exactly how to implement it across all your business interactions. Understanding the features vs. value paradigm. Before diving into implementation strategies, it's crucial to understand the fundamental difference between features and value. Features are what your product or service does, the specifications, capabilities, and functionalities. Value, on the other hand, is what those features mean to your customer, the benefits, outcomes, and emotional satisfaction they provide. Consider a smartphone with a 108-megapixel camera. The feature is the camera specification. The value might be capturing professional quality family memories that you'll treasure forever, or creating stunning social media content that builds your personal brand. The feature describes the product, the value describes the customer's improved life. Most businesses fall into the feature trap because it feels safer and more concrete. Features are measurable, comparable, and seemingly objective. However, research consistently shows that value-focused communication resonates more deeply with audiences because it connects with their emotional and practical needs rather than simply listing capabilities. The psychology behind value-driven communication. Understanding why value communication works requires exploring the psychological mechanisms that drive human decision-making. People make purchasing decisions based on emotions and then justify those decisions with logic. When you lead with features, you're appealing primarily to the logical mind. When you communicate value, you're engaging both emotional and rational decision-making processes. The human brain is wired to seek solutions to problems and improvements to current situations. Value communication taps into this fundamental drive by positioning your offering as the bridge between where customers are and where they want to be. This approach activates what psychologists call approach motivation, the desire to move toward positive outcomes. Furthermore, neuroscience research reveals that value perception activates reward centers in the brain, creating positive associations with your brand and message. When customers can visualize the positive outcomes your solution provides, their brains literally light up with anticipation and desire. The three pillars of effective value communication. Successful value communication rests on three fundamental pillars that work together to create compelling, persuasive messaging. 1. Customer-centric language. The first pillar involves shifting your language from company-focused to customer-focused. Instead of saying "our software has advanced analytics," you might say "you'll make data-driven decisions with confidence." This subtle shift puts the customer at the center of the narrative and helps them visualize themselves benefiting from your solution. Customer-centric language also involves using "you" statements rather than "we" statements whenever possible. This linguistic choice makes the customer the hero of the story, with your product or service serving as the enabling tool rather than the focal point. 2. Outcome-oriented messaging. The second pillar focuses on describing the end results customers will achieve rather than the process of how those results are delivered. For example, instead of explaining the technical details of your project management software, you might emphasize deliver projects 30% faster while reducing team stress and improving work-life balance. Outcome-oriented messaging requires deeply understanding your customers' goals, challenges, and desired future states. This approach involves identifying specific, measurable outcomes that matter most to your target audience and positioning your solution as the pathway to achieving those results. 3. Emotional resonance. The third pillar recognizes that all business decisions, even in B2B contexts, involve human emotions. Fear, desire, pride, security, and achievement all play roles in how people evaluate solutions. Effective value communication acknowledges and addresses these emotional drivers while providing rational justification for decisions. This doesn't mean manipulating emotions, but rather authentically connecting with the human experience behind business needs. A security software company might emphasize sleep peacefully knowing your business is protected rather than simply listing threat detection capabilities. Practical frameworks for value communication. Transforming your communication approach requires structured frameworks that can be applied consistently across different contexts. Here are 3 proven methodologies for developing value-driven messages. The problem agitation solution, PA, framework. This classic framework begins by identifying a problem your audience faces, agitating that problem by exploring its consequences, and then presenting your solution as the resolution. The key to using PA for value communication is focusing on the emotional and practical impact of both the problem and the solution. For example, juggling multiple project deadlines without clear visibility, problem, leads to missed opportunities, team burnout, and client dissatisfaction, agitation. Our platform gives you complete project transparency, helping you deliver consistently while maintaining team morale and client relationships, solution with value, dot. The before and after bridge. This framework paints a vivid picture of the customer's current situation versus their desired future state, with your solution serving as the bridge between the two. This approach is particularly powerful because it helps customers visualize transformation, making the value tangible and compelling. The structure follows this pattern. Instead of current frustrating situation, imagine desired future state. Your solution makes this transformation possible by key value proposition. The ROI story method. This framework focuses on quantifiable returns and measurable outcomes, making it particularly effective in B2B environments where financial justification is crucial. However, the key is to go beyond simple cost savings to include productivity gains, risk reduction, and opportunity creation. A well-constructed ROI story might include time savings, cost reductions, revenue increases, risk mitigation, and competitive advantages. The goal is to paint a comprehensive picture of how your solution creates value across multiple dimensions of the customer's business. Industry-specific value communication strategies. Different industries and contexts require tailored approaches to value communication. Understanding these nuances can significantly improve your messaging effectiveness. Technology and software. In technology sectors, the temptation to focus on features is particularly strong because the features themselves are often impressive. However, successful tech companies translate technical capabilities into business outcomes. Instead of AI-powered analytics, consider predict market trends 3 months ahead of competitors. Professional services. Service-based businesses should emphasize transformation and expertise rather than processes. Marketing professionals often discuss the challenge of communicating intangible value, making it essential to use specific examples, case studies, and measurable outcomes to make services concrete and valuable. Manufacturing and industrial. In manufacturing contexts, value communication often centers on efficiency, reliability, and total cost of ownership. Rather than listing technical specifications, focus on operational improvements, downtime reduction, and long-term financial benefits. Common mistakes that undermine value communication. Even well-intentioned attempts at value communication can fail if certain pitfalls aren't avoided. Understanding these common mistakes helps ensure your efforts achieve their intended impact. Generic value propositions. One of the most frequent errors is creating value propositions that could apply to any company in your industry. Statements like increase efficiency or reduce costs are so broad they become meaningless. Effective value communication is specific, measurable, and directly relevant to your target audience's unique situation. Overemphasis on internal metrics. Many companies make the mistake of emphasizing metrics that matter to them rather than their customers. Awards won, years in business, or internal processes might be important to your organization, but they don't necessarily translate to customer value. Focus on metrics that reflect customer outcomes and experiences. Neglecting emotional drivers. Even in B2B environments, purely rational value propositions often fall flat because they ignore the human element of decision-making. People want to feel confident, successful, and secure in their choices. Acknowledging and addressing these emotional needs makes your value communication more compelling and memorable. Measuring and optimizing value communication. Implementing value-focused communication requires ongoing measurement and optimization. Key metrics to track include message resonance, conversion rates, sales cycle length, and customer feedback. Customer marketing strategies increasingly focus on value perception and communication effectiveness as critical success factors. A/B testing different value propositions can reveal which messages resonate most strongly with your audience. Pay particular attention to which value dimensions, time savings, cost reduction, competitive advantage, risk mitigation, generate the strongest response from different customer segments. Feedback loops and continuous improvement. Establishing systems for collecting and analyzing customer feedback on your value communication helps refine your approach over time. Sales teams can provide valuable insights into which messages resonate during customer conversations, while customer success teams can identify which promised values are most appreciated post-purchase. Implementation roadmap for value-driven communication. Transforming your communication approach requires a systematic implementation plan that ensures consistency across all customer touch points. Phase 1, research and understanding. Begin by conducting thorough customer research to understand their challenges, goals, and decision-making processes. This foundation is essential for creating authentic, relevant value propositions that truly resonate with your target audience. Phase 2, message development. Use the frameworks and strategies outlined in this guide to develop value-focused messages for different customer segments and use cases. Ensure each message clearly connects features to meaningful outcomes and addresses both rational and emotional drivers. Phase 3, training and alignment. Successful implementation requires training all customer-facing team members on value communication principles and techniques. This includes sales representatives, customer success managers, marketing professionals, and even customer service teams. Phase 4, testing and optimization. Roll out your value-focused messages systematically, testing their effectiveness and gathering feedback from both team members and customers. Use this data to refine and improve your approach continuously. Conclusion. As markets become increasingly competitive and customers more sophisticated, the ability to communicate value effectively will become even more critical for business success. Organizations that master this skill will build stronger relationships, achieve higher conversion rates, and command premium pricing because they consistently demonstrate their worth in terms that matter most to their customers. The shift from feature-focused to value-driven communication represents more than a tactical change. It's a fundamental reorientation toward customer centricity that touches every aspect of how businesses operate and compete. By implementing the strategies, frameworks, and best practices outlined in this guide, you can transform your communication approach and achieve dramatically improved results in sales, marketing, and customer relationships. Remember, customers don't buy what you do, they buy what you do for them. Make this principle the foundation of all your communication efforts, and watch as your messages become more compelling, your relationships stronger, and your business more successful.